insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت وسبح بحمده وكفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا
And rely upon the ever-living who does not die and exalt Allah with his praise and sufficient is he to be with the sins of his servants acquainted
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 58th verse of the chapter وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا This verse had mainly three parts. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ means rely on him ever living who dies not. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ the second part and him his praise, celebrate with his praise. And the last part, وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا And sufficient is he as being aware of the faults of the servants. Not the servants, better say his servants, as we said in the previous episode. Because even the sinners are considered as his servants. So there is no way that a servant should be disappointed when he commits a sin. Anyway, one of the most important concepts to be discussed regarding this verse is the concept of trust. In this verse, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ is ordered to forget all creatures and rely on the pure nature of Allah, he mentions some attributes for his pure nature, which are in fact the main qualifications of the one who can be the real and sure trust of the people. So, based on these rules, we can answer the question, whom must we trust? By paying attention to the attributes and qualifications of Almighty Allah mentioned in this verse, we can reach to the answer. The first attribute and qualification is that he must be alive, because a dead and unbeneficial creature such as idols, cannot be someone's trust. The second qualification is that the one who we rely on must be immortal. The verse says, عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ Why does he need to be immortal? So that those who trust him do not get worried and irresolute about his death. After all, this is what a hopeful man is staying hopeful for. The third qualification is that he must be omniscient. He must know both all the needs of those who trust in him and the plots and the plans of the foes and the enemies. وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. He is aware of all the sins of his servants. And the fourth one is that he must be omnipotent, because he must have no weakness, he must have no disability that weakens this reliance. I mean, the reliance of the servant on the Almighty Allah must be accompanied with a kind of answer, which is the power of the Almighty Allah in controlling, in doing everything. And the fifth qualification is that the one who we can trust must manage and control all the affairs. We know that these attributes, all of them, are only found in the pure nature of Allah. And thus, He is the only one whom can be trusted and does not have instability in all events and disasters. So, these are the characteristics, qualifications, and the attributes of the one if we want to trust.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Now, because the concept of trust is so important, it is reflected on our traditions more than some other concepts. For example, about trust, the Holy Prophet sallallahu has said, "The one who wants to be the most pious person of people has to trust Allah." As we said earlier, trust on someone who is rightly deserving to be trusted is the tool to reach piety. And this is what the Holy Prophet is saying. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Fearing only Allah and not fearing other than Allah is reliance." This is the true meaning of trust. The best servants with Allah are those who trust Allah more and obey His commandments. This is what the Holy Prophet ﷺ is suggesting. Because what is the benefit of trusting someone without accepting his rules, orders, and commandments? It means if you want to check whether you are truly trusting on Allah or not, check and see for yourself whether you are obeying His commandments or you are disobeying Him. Let us have a look at one narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam as the last tradition in this episode. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "This is sufficient for your trust that you know no one as your sustainer is but Allah, the Glorious." Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.